Asperger's and anxiety? Here are 5 tips that you need when you go shopping. All that's coming up. Hey guys, welcome back to the Aspie World. My name is Dan. I have Asperger's syndrome, ADHD, OCD, and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos all about this type of content. So if you're new around here and you'd like to learn more about that subject, make sure to hit that subscribe button by clicking the notification bell down below. And if you're watching on Facebook, be sure to give this page a follow. And if you're on Instagram, make sure to follow this account for more autism content just like this. Boom, what's up, different thinkers? Welcome back to the Aspie World, where we think differently daily. Guys, have I got a video for you today? I was thinking about this for a while, right? Thinking about like, what do I use as hacks when I go shopping for groceries or clothes or whatever, anything. It could be absolutely anything. And there are a bunch of different things that I use when I go out shopping. So I decided to list out 5 of the best ones, put them in a video, package them all up, give them to you lovely people, because you're awesome. Guys, make sure to check out my Autism Life Hacks PDF book for free. You can download from autismhacks.net. You can do that right now. Okay, so guys, you know, anxiety is super common in people on the spectrum. I'm not going to sit here and lie about it, but yeah, everybody on the autism spectrum will deal with anxiety at some point in their life. And a lot of the time, it's due to the fact when they go grocery shopping or any kind of other shopping, those places are just no good. So your boy has made some awesome hacks for you. So the first one we're going to talk about and look at here is headphones. Now, to lower anxiety, I like to bring headphones with me, usually noise-canceling headphones with me, and basically you block out all the other sound around you from having these headphones on, because when you put these headphones on, it's kind of like it just zaps out all the noise, especially noise-canceling headphones, zaps out all the noise from around you, which is super, super dope. And the reason that's super cool is because it like sucks all the noise out from around you. If you're using noise-canceling headphones, it sucks out all the noise from around you, and then basically what you're left with then is just complete and utter silence, which is bliss when you're trying to shop in a shopping center. So I always carry headphones with me, either I have like Apple AirPods, these small ones, or I have like the bigger ones I put over my ears, and they're just really, really good. The big ones obviously work better than small in-ear ones, but still, they're both really, really good. And they're super dope, so definitely check out headphones. I'll leave a link actually for the ones that I use down below, so if you guys want to really check out the ones I use, I'll leave a link so you can check them out. So number 2 is best times. So I actually, to avoid having an anxiety attack in a shop where it's going to be busy and stuff, what I do is I go on Google and I look at the store, and I look at the store's busiest times, and then I look at the store's not busiest times, and those non-busy times is when I'll usually go to the store. So it could be later on at night, it could be early in the morning, but basically it's when the store has less people in there, and Google tracks people when they're in store, so it tells you how many people are in store at what, so it'll give you like an average of when's the busiest time and when's the busiest day. Really cool. You just type in the name of the store in Google and then boom, there you go. It tells you exactly all the details that you need, which is super, super awesome. Okay guys, number 3 is buddy up. Now I talk about buddying systems all the time, right? And like buddying up is pretty amazing because it allows so much kind of versatility in what you do. So anxiety can be a kicker, like if you're on your own and you're going shopping, but what I like to do, I like to get a person to come with me as a buddy system so that I can rely on them for things like, you know, if you're out and about and you've got a buddy with you, then if you're having an anxiety attack, they can take control. If you have any needs, issues, worries or whatever, you can rely on your buddy to help you out because they're there and they're with you in that moment in time. So having a buddy is great. I usually use my friend Alex to come with me to when I go traveling, but when I'm actually shopping, I take Nomi with me, and me and Nomi go shopping or we go wherever when it's not a global pandemic on. But yeah, buddy systems work and they're really, really cool. So number 4 is preparing, which is making a list of everything you need before you go and then making a backup plan for that list, so there isn't any like issues where if your plan doesn't go to work, you've got a backup plan and then you use the backup plan, right? So the preparation is the best way to avoid anxiety attacks, just hands down, just the best one ever. And number 5 here is breathing. Now look, if everything else fails, none of those things work, and you end up having a panic attack, then you just have to breathe. Now breathing is super, super awesome. It's kind of like this. You breathe in for 5, you hold it for 5, and then you breathe out for 5. And when you're doing that, what's happening is that slowing down your heart rate, it's slowing down your body so that you become way more calm and way more aware. And by doing that, you kind of reduce the anxiety because you've just taken time to take a step back and just breathe a little bit. This is a huge technique. It's actually used in loads of things like mindfulness and Buddhism and meditation and yoga and all these kind of things. That is a great technique. I use it personally all the time with anything. And if you don't believe me, just try it right now. Pause this video, try it, and I bet you'll feel calmer than you did watching this video. Guys, if you think this video can add value to somebody's life, please share it on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you found any value from this video, then please give it a thumbs up, because that helps me out a lot. And drop me a comment if you have anything to say. I'll see you next time, guys. Peace.